answering to some messages and letters that I received. They are 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 messages. Okay, so this is the letter. And when I answer, I will say, I answer or I say. I just listened to your answers about my questions. Thank you. I especially thought that your answer about anger was very helpful. Now I have a question about something I've mentioned in the past. The question is in regard to homelessness. My lease with my landlord expires in about 6 weeks. I could find another place in the Washington, D.C. area to live, but I really want to leave this area. I plan on moving to Brazil. I've been wanting to move there for the past 2 years. However, once I move to Brazil, I will have no money. This means that I will be living in the streets. I have been homeless several times before, but this time I will be homeless in a foreign country, and it will be for much longer. I remember a line in the Bhagavad Gita about a devotee sleeping underneath a tree. He said something that a devotee does not care if he sleeps underneath a tree or inside of a palace. I would like to think that if I'm chanting my rounds in the street, Krishna will protect me from danger. But I know that it is Krishna's choice about whether he wants to keep me safe or not. I'm just asking you to please give me more insight into this. I'm trying to reduce my anxiety about living in the streets. I have a lot of anxiety about this right now. Can you please explain how Krishna might help me when I am homeless? This would relieve a lot of stress. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry that you came back from Peru sick. I hope that you feel 100% better now. Thank you. So this is my answer. My answer is that you should find another place in the Washington, D.C. area to live. If possible, close to a temple. But the idea of going homeless, or even worse, going to Brazil, this is a very bad idea. It is bad because a devotee should be a respectable member of the society, should not be like a bum in the street. In the street it is very difficult to keep cleaned, also to keep safe. People do not respect a person who has not the capacity even to find a place, a respectable, clean place to live. So I think that you should avoid altogether going to Brazil or living in the streets. You should do things in such a way that you are a respectable citizen and a respectable devotee. Also, it seems like you have some problem in this place where you are living right now. So maybe it would be a good idea to move somewhere else. Again, as I already said, if you had the possibility to move closer to the temple, that would be great. Don't forget that the vicinity of a temple is of the utmost importance. You should live in near the temple, so you can go to Mangalarti at 4:30 in the morning, as you did in Puerto Rico, you may remember. Going to the Bhagavatam class, this is not optional. This is very basic, very important for your spiritual life. About the line in the Bhagavad Gita, or stories, many stories, where we learn how renunciant they gave up a comfortable place and family and living under a tree, etc. This does not apply to you. This does not apply to most of us. Right now, we are in a different time, and especially in the West. In India, someone who gives up everything and goes and live just depends on Krishna's mercy is very respected in society, because they think that he's a renunciant, that he's a spiritualist. If you do the same thing here, they think that you are just a bum, an incapable person to provide the basics for your life. So they will not listen to you. So the life of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, were living under, sleeping under a different tree every night, does not apply to you nor to us. So Krishna helps us in a very different ways. Sometimes we recognize that he's helping us. Sometimes we think that he's actually punishing us, putting us in serious difficulty. But if you are spiritually advanced, then you can understand how Krishna will help you. Right now, don't put yourself in such a situation where Krishna has to come to help you. Try to help yourself. So I'm sorry that you came back from Peru sick. I hope that you feel 10% better now. Thank you very much for worrying about my health. I've been unhealthy most of my life, but I am healthy sufficiently to preach and be useful to people and to this movement. Okay, so this answer to your first message, then your second message. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to you and Srila Prabhupada. Yes, this is a very proper way to address the spiritual master. Please disregard my previous message. I have decided that it would be wise for me to stay in the Washington, D.C. area. Thank you for answering my questions. I will have some more questions for you very soon. Thank you very much. So it is a very wise decision that is very much in tune with my instruction that I'm giving you with some days of delay. So stay in the Washington D.C. area closest as possible to the temple. Third message, I have a question in regards to chanting Hare Krishna. I've been chanting my rounds in my mind. I have not been chanting my rounds out loud. I want to ask you if this is acceptable. It is easier for me to chant in my mind instead of saying and hearing. Please tell me if I have your permission to do this. I will not be offended if you tell me that is wrong. I just want to know what you think of chanting in the mind. Thank you very much. My answer is that the system is that you should say the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in such a way that you can listen. Listen is very important. It's a much better way of actually thinking to the Maha Mantra. The sound is very powerful. Although it is not bad, thinking to the Maha Mantra, to Krishna, this is what we should do, but purification comes much more, much quicker and much more effectively if you chant it and hear it. Japamala, the word japa means to murmur, and mala means like a garland, so the rosary that you have. So the act of chanting with your rosary, this is called japamala. So japamala has to be chanted not out loud, only you have to listen to yourself. So just say it very low voice, at a very low voice, in such a way that you listen to you. When you chant very out loud, so that other people also can hear you, this is called kirtan. But japa or japamala is just for you. So you should chant audibly the Maha Mantra And when you are in a situation when you cannot chant it, so you sing to the Maha Mantra. But the system is that you should say it. Fourth and last question. I've mentioned my problem of my roommate smoking cigarettes a lot. The problem still persists. He's always around me. All day long he's out on the front porch smoking cigarettes. He does this every day. I'm trying to chant Hare Krishna down in the basement and I'm constantly bothered by his smoking cigarettes. I really have had all I can take of it. I am desperately searching for a solution to this problem. Please help me find a resolution to what is going on. This situation is really out of control. Thank you very much. You should find a private room. You should leave the place where you are, since you are not satisfied of your roommate or whatever is the situation, and find your own private room. So this is very important so that you can live peacefully by yourself. I don't know if this will cause you economical problem. I have no idea how much money you have. You have not informed me how you make your money for living, but this is the only solution I can see, other than just tolerate. So with pleasure, I am answering to your question. When you have more questions, all you have to do is just write to me. Hare Krishna.